KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have light rain, and it's currently 64 degrees. We look for showers and occasional thunderstorms through early this afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be partly cloudy to cloudy, and we'll have a high of 75. So far, 2/100ths of an inch of precipitation here in Atlantic through 7 a.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart of the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Iowa is participating in a nationwide program started by Google, which partners with several business groups to offer free web development along with related tools and training to small businesses. The director of the Small Business Development Center at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs, Sue Pitts, says many small companies need some help setting up effective websites. Pitts says when they do have websites, they may not be using them.
You can have your brother's sister's brother put up a page that you never ever look at. So I think some people think they have a website, but they might not. Or if a business is in existence, they may have had a website 6 years ago that they haven't really looked at.
It says more people are using the web to search for what they need and then doing business online.
So if you're not found online, you might not be found at all. You might be just passed over. Yellow Pages, if you've walked down the street after Yellow Pages have been delivered, the amount in the recycle bins the very next day is in my neighborhood, almost every house.
Pitt says many customers make up their minds about what to buy before ever stepping into a storefront. She says the good news for businesses is that it's getting easier and less expensive to build an effective web presence. The governor's office says 6 out of 10 Iowa small businesses are without a website. Business owners can learn more about the Google program during workshops planned at several locations around the state. Next month, that includes Des Moines, Council Bluffs, Waterloo, and Pella. News time is 7:08.
The right insurance company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Governor Terry Branstad says he's confident he'll prevail over a lawsuit that challenges his decision to close 37 workforce development offices, including the one here in Atlantic, despite a legislative compromise that would have kept those offices for unemployed Iowans open. Branstad used his item veto authority in a budget bill to remove language that dealt with the issue and to remove more than $3 million set aside for operations of those offices. Last week, a handful of Democratic legislators and a union leader in state government sued the governor, hoping to overturn that decision in court.
I just see this as more politics. The fact is, we feel very confident on this.
Branstad says his staff carefully reviewed the matter before he acted.
So I think we're in a very strong position in terms of winning on the governor's right. And the Constitution clearly says the governor has authority to veto items in appropriation bills.
But Senator Bill Dantzler, a Democrat from Waterloo, who was part of the lawsuit, said Branstad didn't veto all the money for operating those 37 offices, just a fraction of it.
Well, I don't think he knows exactly what he vetoed. I mean, he did veto $3.5 million, but it takes about 15 to keep all those offices open.
Dantzler said Branstad needs to tell Iowans what he plans to do with the rest of the money legislators set aside to run those satellite workforce development offices.
By the governor vetoing the $3.5 million, he did make it much more difficult to keep all the offices open, but he didn't veto the whole appropriation.
Branstad touts the decision to close those state workforce development offices and direct out-of-work Iowans to dozens of computer connections in places like libraries, schools, and National Guard armories where they can go online and do a job search. An official with the Iowa Department of Human Services will address the Cass County Board of Supervisors tomorrow morning. Tom Bosco of the Regional DHS Office is scheduled to speak to the board with regard to changes in the DHS's services. The changes to be announced are coming on the heels of word that 37 Iowa Workforce Development offices would be closing by month's end, including the office here in Atlantic. According to Carol Morgan of the Iowa Works Business Relations Office in Council Bluffs, the department's office in Harlan was closed Friday. Five more offices in Atlantic, Glenwood, Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Clarinda are set to be closed tomorrow. Morgan will be responsible for meeting the needs of businesses and potential employers in southwest Iowa, including Harlan, Atlantic, Glenwood, Shenandoah, and Clarinda. The Red Oak area will be serviced by business marketing specialist Marshall Wilson. The state will continue to have Southwest Iowa Works Regional Integrated Offices located at Council Bluffs in Creston, with offices from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And in other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors tomorrow will set the dates for a public hearing on the proposed redistricting and representing a plan of the temporary Cass County Redistricting Commission. The board will also review bids taken by the DOT and award contracts for two bridge replacement projects. The bridges are located over Turkey and Seven Mile Creeks on 620th Street and Victoria Road, respectively. The supervisors will also review bids and award contracts for hot melt asphalt and Portland cement concrete patching on certain county roads and approve a quote for a new excavator to be used for ditch cleaning. The supervisors' meeting begins at 9 a.m. Wednesday at the courthouse in Atlantic. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In the funeral announcements, 94-year-old Gilbert Mueller of Atlantic died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Gilbert Mueller will be held today at 10:50 a.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. 94-year-old Herma Wilson of Harlan died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Herma Wilson will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Persia Methodist Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 84-year-old Dorothy Johnson of Orient died Friday in Glenwood. Funeral services for Dorothy Johnson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. 84-year-old Charles Bud Stewart of Panora died Saturday in Keokuk. Funeral services for Bud Stewart will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 89-year-old Amber Oberholtz of Panora and formerly of Casey died Sunday in Panora. Funeral services for Amber Oberholtz will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. 89-year-old Geraldine Rutherford of Guthrie Center died Sunday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Geraldine Rutherford will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And 102-year-old Lenore Mauch of Montclair, California, and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday. Graveside services for Lenore Mauch will be held on September 6th, next Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Cemetery west of town. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family with their arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.